I want to briefly call your attention to a passage found in the book of Colossians chapter 3. I can leave the bulk of the time to my two buddies in the faith. Colossians 3, beginning with verse 12. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God. There's no scripture that tells us to put on something to become the elect, but because you are the elect, put on, like a wardrobe. A lifestyle becomes your spiritual wardrobe. And that's what Paul's writing about here. Holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, deep, deep in the very gut of your soul, it's real, is what he's talking about here. Kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, that final piece of clothing that polishes it off and brings it all together and makes it look right, which is the bond, the glue of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. We think of Thanksgiving and the peace of God and things like that as it's spontaneous. You don't control it. It just happens. But Paul says here that we are to let this happen. The word rule here means to literally make the decisions. If someone rules a country, a king, a president, a prime minister, whatever, then their word carries a lot of weight. So what carries weight in our life? Here's something that Paul says we need to allow, to let, to look up to it, and to respect what it directs and dictates in our conduct. Let the peace of God rule. Be the guiding principle in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body. And the final thought Paul gives, and be ye thankful. Again, thankfulness is that, it's spontaneous. You just have a thankful feeling today, and tomorrow you kind of wake up on the wrong side of the bed and you feel a little grumpy, and what do I have to be thankful for? Depends on outlook, doesn't it? We can have an outlook that never finds reasons to be thankful, or we can wake up grumpy and look for reasons to be thankful. Be ye thankful. As a pastor, more than once, I've talked with people who were feeling a little sour on life and nothing was working out well for them. And I would try to give them this encouragement. And I've more than once heard, I know I should be thankful. You know what that says? I know I should be, but I'm not. And I'm not going to be anytime soon. Those moments are the very times we most need this verse. Be ye thankful. What gives you that attitude that you're not thankful? What are you looking at that prompts that disposition? Then change where you're looking. Start looking at the wardrobe Paul described in these verses, and look at the one who provided the wardrobe, and then you have reasons to be thankful. I want to close with one verse from Philippians chapter 1 that I often think about when I think of you folks here at Bellflower. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you. God bless you.